Oh, yes. Oh, oh.
Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Hey, Coxie, I got a question for you.
Fire away.
Do you ever fake it?
Yes.
Does the builder know?
He doesn't need to. He will now.
G'day, listeners. Welcome to not just the Tradies in Business podcast. Even better than that, it's a Tradies in Business Fuck It Friday.
Can't you tell?
Yeah. So you're a faker?
Only when I need to.
How do you decide when you fake it and when you don't?
Perhaps when that's a good question. I'm not sure I have an answer to that one. You know, there's just times when you know you need to.
Have you ever been found out?
I don't think so.
I'm not very good at faking it.
Aren't you?
I tried it for a while. But, I just wasn't very good at it. I couldn't sort of bring myself to... It just felt really disingenuous.
Couldn't commit to the cause.
No, I felt exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So, in case you're all wondering, listeners...
We're edging around this.
We are definitely not talking about Coxie's sex life.
No.
And you probably gathered that.
Of course. But well, it is a fucking Friday, so who knows where this might go.
It's possible. But this whole fake it till you make it thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did try it. I tried it, and I'll be honest, I ballsed it up. I got lost with the whole fake it till you make it thing.
Right, so are you saying you took it too far?
No, I did take it too far, but I took it too far in a direction that didn't actually serve me. So, look, what we're talking about... I'm
thoroughly confused.
Yeah, me too. If you're confused, then our listeners have got no hope. Mm-hmm. So, what we're talking about is, you know, there's gurus and teachers and stuff out there in business entrepreneur land that talk about this whole thing of fake it till you make it. And the way a lot of people, including me, construe that is to go buy a fancy car and wear, you know, brand label clothes and live in a flash house and drink expensive alcohol and go to swanky parties and fill your Instagram feed with jet skiing holidays on Strati or Bali trips or cruises or whatever so that you fake success until you make it, right? So that people think you're successful and therefore they want to do business with you as a builder or a plumber or tiler or whatever. You know, you only put up the massive projects that you do and you delete all the negative reviews and you basically build this persona.
Okay, I don't fake it like that.
Good. Because it's shit. So I'm going to fess up and say that I actually did a bit of that. It'd be going on 10 years ago now.
Yes, but it was very much the culture of what you were doing at the time.
Yeah, the industry that I was working in was very big on that sort of stuff. And it was very easy to get swept up in a misunderstanding of what that meant. And I was hanging around with some ultra wealthy, ultra successful entrepreneurs who turned out to be faking it as well. And pissing a lot of money up the wall on the perception of success. And I learned my lesson and I did it really well. So when I screw things up, generally speaking, I do a super awesome job of it and I completely fuck it.
Yeah, you do all right.
So I fell a long way and the sudden jolt at the end was pretty hard. And I realized what I'd been doing. And so these days, like just to totally let it all hang out there personally, I'm actually proud to drive around in and turn up to, you know, the odd client here and there. Not that I see many face-to-face anymore, but I'm happy to turn up to a business owner's address in my 30-year-old 80 series Land Cruiser.
That I call the Jalopy.
Because it's not in, it's in good nick. It needs a new paint job, I can tell you that. But look, I've owned that car now for, I don't know, 15 years or something.
It's like your other child.
I don't mind rolling up on my motorbike in my black leather gear. And
yeah, but that's all very fancy.
Well, oh, that bike is now. But, you know, there's that whole perception thing.
Mm-hmm. We talked about it a couple of episodes ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't look like an Esche.
My hair's too short.
Absolutely.
And I haven't got, what's it called? A grill in my teeth.
You don't have a grill and you've got no earring.
No.
Well, do you have an earring? Did you ever have an earring?
No way. Right. No, too straight for that. Shit.
Straighty 180.
It took me till I was bloody 35 to get a tattoo.
Sad.
And that was before I got the one on my arm. But anyway, so yeah, I actually, well, I think part of it is not giving a shit what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
But also realizing that while perceptions are important and people judge books by covers, I think there is a level of authenticity that people do respect, especially nowadays. You know, you look at social media and the fakeness.
Yes, I agree with that much.
On people's
feeds. This new hashtag, my house is a catfish.
What?
You miss so much, Warwick. There's a hashtag, right? So we all have, I could be a prime example of this. If you look at my feed, I have a beautiful old historic home that we did up and it's been in magazines. You know, it's a pretty house.
It's a beautiful house.
I only ever take photos of it when it's looking pretty. I don't take photos of it when it looks like the kids left there. So there's a new hashtag and a group of women who are taking photos of their normal house and posting it side by side with the magazine quality house and saying, hashtag, my house is a catfish.
What?
So the term catfish, far out, Warwick. How old are you?
Well,
do you know what a catfish is ordinarily?
A catfish is something you catch and throw back
wrong.
Because it's got barbs on its mouth. And come on, I'm a dude.
Right.
I'm not up with chick culture.
So in dating terms, so thinking about like, what are the apps called? Swipe.
Tinder.
Tinder, thank you.
Come on,
you.
If you're going to take the piss out of me about pop culture, you better be on your game here, Coxie.
Fair enough. It is 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Right, so on Tinder, right, they put up these really beautiful photos, but it's either A, not them, or B, from 20 years ago. Yeah?
Like real estate agents do on their business cards.
Correct. Catfishing. They're catfishing.
Okay.
So this plays in, there is a reason for this, plays into what you're saying, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, we're presenting something that isn't actually true.
Yeah.
However, I disagree with you. I think there's a time and a place to, I don't know, fake it till you make it isn't quite really the terminology I would use. But often, how many times have I stood up in front of a big crowd and spoken? I don't like public speaking all that much. That's faking it till I make it, right? That's me standing behind the scenes at the event, psyching the shit out of myself because I'm ready to do this. I'm on it. I am
a good speaker. I'm world class at public speaking. No, you're not. You're shit.
That's what my head's saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I am faking it till I get to that
point
where I'm comfortable doing it, right?
That's good.
I think faking it till you make it's a good thing.
Absolutely important. And it's a really good way to get better at shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of standing there going, oh my gosh, I suck so bad at public speaking, therefore, I'm not going to do it.
Or I just don't want to and I read from the paper instead of engaging with the audience or...
Mm-hmm. Which sucks, right?
Yeah.
But if you fake it and pretend that you're a world-class public speaker and you speak from the heart instead of having notes, guess what? You deliver a what sort of a speech?
A ripper speech.
Yeah, kick-ass, right? So, I'm all down with that level of catfishing.
Mm-hmm.
But
so I'm a catfish. That you're calling me a catfish.
I'm not going to say anything. So, although I have seen your Tinder profile. It's pretty impressive. So that was a nervous laugh, Coxie.
That was. Please don't tell my husband.
Which technically speaking means I'm on Tinder if I've seen your Tinder profile.
Yep.
Do you know, I'm gonna fess up to something here.
Did you really sign up for Tinder?
I did. I signed up for Tinder.
Really?
I was on there for about 7 minutes.
I bet you were. It's really not your game.
It was scary. Do you know not the number one reason, because Tinder was big when I came back onto the market, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's so big anymore, but maybe that's just because I'm married again and, you know.
There's something called Bumblebee. All my girlfriends go on about Bumblebee.
Oh, right.
Or maybe it's just Bumble. I don't know.
Bumble? Who knows? But Tinder was massive. Everyone's talking about Tinder and all that sort of stuff. So I was like, well, I wonder what this, like, it sounds interesting, but you can't look at anything. There's no free trial. You've got to sign up and make a profile.
So a good friend of mine said, I didn't even realize you can't even message in the app without it costing you money. I had no idea of this stuff.
Well, I think that's a recent thing.
Okay.
Because
you were messaging away for free.
I created this quick profile, scant details, just the bare minimum to actually create a profile so I could find out what.
Okay, I just want to know if you got any swipes. Is that how you determine all this?
I got a couple messages. Shit my pants. And I promptly deleted my profile. I went to the web. It's like, how do I get rid of this fucking profile? I do not want to be on this thing. It scared the crap out of me.
That is hilarious.
Because I'm a bit of a shy boy when it comes to the ladies. I don't
believe that. Nice. You are not.
Oh, I totally am.
Rubbish.
My wife was the instigator.
Oh, I believe that.
Why? Because she's so forward.
No, she's not though. She's not at all.
What do you mean? Because I'm so desirable that she just couldn't help herself. Okay. That was a really uncomfortable silence. Anyway, I think we need to change these fucking Fridays. So,
Thirsty Tuesdays.
Thirsty Tuesdays.
Thirsty Thursdays.
Oh, Thirsty Thursday. Except I don't drink.
I'll do the drinking for you.
Anyway, there was a point to the Tinder story, and now I can't remember what it was because you
catfishing.
Screwed it up.
I'm sorry, where's your ownership?
No, we're not talking about that. That's out of bounds. So, fake it till you make it. Yes, Tindering. No, I think you brought it up, the swipey thing.
Yes.
And I took the piss because you didn't know what it was called. Yeah. So, I had a Tinder profile for about 7 minutes until I pooed myself.
I want to know if our listeners are on Tinder. Like,
does anyone still use Tinder?
Yeah, is this still like a thing? Tell me how you meet someone if you've recently broken up and you're in, I guess, middle age. I'd call myself middle age.
Mm-hmm. That's a stretch, Coxie.
Thanks. Does that mean that I'm still young? I'm younger than you. You calling yourself old?
Well, my hair is nearly white.
Oh, it is, but it doesn't mean you're old.
That started. I've got to thank my dad for that. Thanks for the early grey gene, Dad. Ripper reader.
Thank you, Mr. Bidwell.
Yes. Anyway, so fake it till you make it. There is a way to do it well and a way that actually can work for you in a positive sense. You know, if it's public speaking, if it's building a profile online with confidence around your work and the way you talk to customers with your sales process. But don't go pissing money up the wall on fancy cars and clothes and big projects and all that sort of crap because you know what? People see through that stuff these days. Mm. I think it actually breeds even more skepticism. And you know, I had a fancy Audi, right? I had a $100,000 Audi simply because I wanted to make a good impression when I would turn up. So this is back in the old days of face-to-face call-outs to go and do business coaching and stuff. I didn't want to turn up in my old 80 series because I didn't want people to think I was some busted-ass business coach that didn't have his own level of success and therefore couldn't create theirs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually had over the years when I let go of that crap, I've had a better response from people of me rocking up on my motorbike in my leathers or, you know, rolling up in my old 80 and just like jeans and a polo shirt. I used to wear double cuffs and all sorts of stuff, shiny fucking shoes. And
that's what you were.
I was a sachet.
I just would have been looking at you and thinking you're going to take my money.
Well, that's the thing, right, is we buy into these ideas of how we should present and who we should be. And not everybody does that. Like that was that I sort of slipped into that, didn't realize what that would have looked like. And as you say it now, Coxie, I feel like a dick. It's like, oh, man. People were probably going, holy shit, how much is this guy going to charge me?
That's exactly what they were thinking.
Whereas they see me roll up now and they're like, oh, sweet.
He's affordable.
It's a good truck.
He's affordable.
It's a bit out of his age bracket. Like, you know, he should be 20 driving around and he's jacked up 80 series.
Oh, no, I don't agree with that one.
It's a P-plater's car.
No, it's not.
It's got fat wheels and suspension lift and...
It's a stupid car, but, you know, it's not sorry, jalopy.
Just because it's not your beautiful SUV.
I love my SUV.
I don't mind driving around with your leather interior either. It smells a lot cleaner than my old 80. Anywho, fake it till you make it. Absolutely. Do it. Embrace it.
Time and place.
Hit it hard, but not the way that most people do it.
Mm.
And definitely not in the bedroom.
No, definitely not in the bedroom.
And definitely not on Tinder.
No.
Actually, no, you should do it
for
on Tinder.
For 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Catfish. I want to see your profile pic.
Oh, I can't remember which one
we'll
I
We'll post
use.
It in the group.
I think it was back when I had a shaved head.
You were going to go and find it, and we are posting it in the group.
I wonder if I still have like this
with your
phantom,
double cuffs.
Phantom Tinder profile floating around. Do you think like that stays on the internet forever?
Of course, everything stays on the internet forever.
Fuck.
Yeah, you're...
I don't think I told my wife that I had a Tinder profile.
Warwick!
I'm off to do that now.
You're in the shit.
Hold on, I'm going.
Well, listeners, that was Warwick. He's done. We're over and we're out. Hope you have a great Friday. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.